WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic.com, your daily dose of resilience and balance in this crazy world. I'm Avery Hart, your ever so slightly chaotic guide through the ups and downs of life. Today, we're diving into something truly essential. Building healthy relationships through empathy and understanding. Ever feel like communication is a lost art? Like you're speaking different languages with the people closest to you? Trust me, you're not alone. But guess what? We can totally change that. Relationships are the backbone of our happiness, right? They fuel us, support us, and make life infinitely more interesting. But let's be real, relationships can also be a roller coaster. Sometimes they are smooth sailing, and other times it feels like you're on a rickety raft in a hurricane. That's where empathy and understanding come in, your secret weapons for navigating those choppy waters. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your relationship game. First off, listen actively. I'm not talking about just hearing words. I mean truly absorbing what someone is saying, their tone, their body language, the emotions behind a message. It's like putting on a pair of special empathy glasses that let you see the world from their perspective. When we genuinely listen, it shows the other person that they are valued and understood, which builds trust and connection. Second, practice compassionate communication. Imagine yourself as the bridge builder between two sides, your own feelings and the other person's. You say statements to express your needs and feelings without blaming or attacking. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try, "When you do that, I feel." It sounds small, but it makes a huge difference in how the other person receives your message. Third, be forgiving. Let's face it, we all mess up sometimes. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting or condoning hurtful behavior. It means choosing to let go of anger and resentment so you can move forward. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself as much as the other person. Fourth, celebrate your differences. Think about all the amazing colors in a rainbow. Wouldn't it be boring if they were all the same? Our differences make relationships rich and interesting. Embrace those quirks that make each person unique. Celebrate their perspectives even when they differ from yours. Remember, diversity is a superpower, not a weakness. And lastly, don't forget to have fun. Life is too short to take everything so seriously. Find joy in the little things, shared laughter, inside jokes, silly moments. When you lighten up and let go of pressure, relationships become more relaxed and genuine. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's always stressed about deadlines at work, snapping at her partner, John, over dinner. She feels like he doesn't understand her workload and just wants to relax after a long day. John, on the other hand, feels unheard and taken for granted. He longs for connection, but feels like his attempts are dismissed by Sarah's constant stress. Now here comes the magic of empathy. If Sarah takes a moment to truly listen to John's needs, not just his words, but also his feelings, she might realize he isn't trying to minimize her stress, but rather wants to share it and offer support. By expressing her own feelings with compassion, "I feel overwhelmed, and I really appreciate you wanting to help," Sarah opens the door for genuine understanding. John feels seen and valued, and Sarah feels less isolated in her struggles. Remember, building healthy relationships takes conscious effort. It's like tending a garden. It needs regular watering, weeding, and nurturing. By practicing empathy, active listening, and compassionate communication, you can cultivate strong, fulfilling connections that bring joy and support to your life. So, my friends, how are you going to put these tips into action today? Take a moment to reflect on your relationships. Is there someone you want to connect with more deeply? Who can you practice active listening with? Remember, even small gestures of empathy can make a world of difference. As always, keep striving for that Stoic.com. It's not about being unemotional, it's about responding to life's challenges with grace and resilience. And remember, you've got this. Until next time, stay awesome and spread the love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.